BBC. Every week, Digital Planet explores our ever-expanding digital world.
The number of things that we can uniquely reference.
Every week, Digital Planet explores our ever-expanding digital world.
The number of things that we can uniquely reference on the internet is 4.3 billion.
Covering the latest technological developments and asking how they'll affect our lives.
I can stay in touch with the very cutting edge of science just through technology.
Digital Planet. Listen online at bbcworldservice.com.
I'm Rajan Datar, and every weekend I hand the airwaves over to you. So if you feel strongly about what you hear on the BBC, then SMS 447786-2020-06.
This is the BBC in Naples.
Tel Aviv.
Perth.
Accra.
Wherever you are, you're with the BBC.
It's 17 hours Greenwich Mean Time, and these are the latest news headlines from the BBC. A bomb attack on a mosque in Pakistan has killed at least 50 worshippers as they were leaving Friday prayers. Officials say it was a suicide attack. A second Qantas airliner has had to make an emergency landing at Singapore Airport. Air Force pilots are among 13 people arrested in Georgia suspected of spying for Russia. And a former government minister in Britain has been banned from standing for Parliament after a court declared an election result void. Those are the headlines here on the BBC World Service, and there's a full news update in just a moment. But if you've access to the internet and you'd like to read more about the stories in the news, just go to bbc.com/news.
Hey folks, this is Joey Zick, your host every Monday morning at 9. Indie Mornings with Joey will spin you around all the latest independent music, including rock, folk, experimental, electronic, and much more. With emphasis on new music and the occasional live gig, I'll start your Monday mornings off with a true taste of what Canadian music has to offer. Nobody likes Monday mornings, but what's better than the sound of indie music and my pleasant voice?
Action Read Community Literacy Center is looking for new volunteer tutors. 4 out of 10 people aged 16 to 65 struggle with reading, writing, math, and other essential skills. Many adults here in Guelph are looking for support in reading job postings, calculating budgets, applying for benefits, and participating in community life. Action Read tutors are trained to help adults work from their current skills to reach their goals in work, learning, and life. If you can spare a couple of hours a week for the next year, you can make a big difference working one-on-one with an adult learner. Action Read has a terrific suite of tools and resources and a wealth of experience to help new tutors develop their skills teaching math, reading, writing, and computer basics. For more information or to volunteer, call 519-836-2759. That's 519-836-2759, or visit us online at actionread.com.
You're listening to CFRU 93.3 FM, 250 watt of community power.
Action Read Community Literacy Center offers one-on-one tutoring and small group learning in reading, writing, math, and computers for adults aged 18 and over in Guelph. At Action Read, we help you identify what you're good at so you can work towards your goals. Learn skills to get the job you want, to work on personal budgets, creative writing projects, for test preparation, and to improve study skills. Our services are free and no referral is needed. If Action Read sounds like the place for you or someone you know, Contact us at 519-836-2759 or visit us on the web at actionread.com.
And you don't know anytime I'm in Guelph, I always tune into Nikki Dread and the Crooked Beat. Oh, you mean, man? On CFRU 93.3 FM every Thursday from 7 to 9 p.m. You don't know. We're gonna rectify the problem. Let's live and learn to solve them. We're gonna make it work together for the children. Oh, you mean, man? 25 years of reggae revolution. Set it!
CFRU's annual Raise Your Voice on-air funding drive raises money for this station so we can bring you the best eclectic, locally produced independent radio you can't get anywhere else. Support your community. Support CFRU. Tune in from October 23rd to October 31st to raise your voice and pledge your support.
Good evening, and welcome to another edition of Music for Car Washes. If I dare say something different for today's program, but isn't it always kind of different? But then I guess, in always being different, it's kind of the same. Maybe let's come back to that. Recently, a relatively decent size, maybe perhaps stack or handful of new releases have made its way into the station. Unknown and unfamiliar to me, and perhaps to you too, so before we go and throw them all together, let's perhaps take a chance to listen to these individually and get to know a little bit more about your experimental music, those artists who create the soundtrack for your car wash experience. That being Music for Car Washes on CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph. Stay tuned.
Today, he said it would not be a problem. Okay. Anything else? No, it's quiet. Let me know if you need me. Okay.
now. Back to the sick bed. Sounds like rain. Yes, it's raining. Wonder if I'll go out. Maybe later. Went out, street side, chill. Watching cars, people, light rain. Looked at my watch. I'll stay another 30 minutes. Small act of control. The shapes and sounds of traffic. Decided not to use the umbrella. Rain, slight. Walked for hours. Navigating the city. Resting the afternoon.
tomorrows for putting the pieces together. They need me to be something. Those who know me of God, fallen down experience, recalled, night of languor. It's about feeling. I'm yours. I abandon me.
Thank you.
Hope you're enjoying the program. You're tuned into Music for Car Washes on CFRU 93.3 in Guelph. Somewhere with the laid-back rhythms and grooves of trip-hop fuse with the seething darkness of goth and the distortion of shoegaze, we find ourselves with a trio like Salem that we just heard, recording entitled King Knight. That was a track called Release the Boar. I don't know what else to say about these three Chicago-based artists coming together as Salem. Definitely doing a little bit of growing on me. Some darkness, some distortion,